So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of happiness, inspiration, and maybe something you can use in your entrepreneur business. So it's kind of like happiness and being an entrepreneur. And as we know, they don't always go hand in hand. But my guest today, you know, he just always strikes me as having a smile on his face. And he has something in common with me, which is writing, publishing, editing, books, and woo, this man can write. So welcome, Chris Jones.
Hey, thanks for having me, Erica. I'm excited to be here.
I know, and you already got me lit up because you said you have a book in the galleys. Woo, baby. So tell us, kind of, let's open with, Chris, what gets you inspired? What gets you kind of up and inspired in a given day?
Like for me, it's the pursuit. Like, you know, like it's not the destination. I just think about the thrill of the chase every time I get up. It's like today is going to be that day. Tomorrow's going to be the day. So I never know when my day is going to be. Like we're, and then for me, it's just boom, I've hit this major milestone or this major goal. So every day it's about how do I get closer? How do I get closer? So it's the thrill of the pursuit that keeps me alive, keeps me awake, gets me inspired, and whatever it takes to learn to get to that.
I interviewed someone once, you know, he was one of the funders. His name is Arthur Rock.
Yeah.
And he was one of the first people to angel invest for Intel Corporation before it got their money, before they existed. And I said, Arthur, you know, what lights you up? This was in 1990 something. It was a similar interview. And, you know, he said a very similar answer. He said it was like he sees the fire engine, like he's off. Like he's like, I'm like a fire dog. He's like, if I see that fire and I'm off, I'm running. And that kind of reminded me of your energy today. Chris Jones and Arthur Rock. So tell us about the book you're kind of feverishly working on right now.
Yeah, so I'm at the very last stages, which is the actual printing stage of the book right now. So the book is called Mended Faith, A Life of Abuse, Pain, and Redemption. I co-authored the book. I did a lot of the ghostwriting for it.
Look at it slower on that title.
I'm so sorry.
Just ran across that title like, whoo, go a little slower on the title.
It's that East Coast in me. It's called Mended Faith, A Life of Abuse, Abuse, Pain, and Redemption. And
okay, there we go.
Yeah, and I co-authored the book with a woman named Cornelia Jude, and she just got a fantastic and sometimes sad story just about how she was sexually abused as a child, and then it continued through her teenage years, and then she ended up kind of modeling the patterns of her mother, who just was a person who was verbally and physically abused. And so we're telling her story, and then she's telling really, well, how did I break those patterns? How did I get out of those cycles to be able to live my life not as a victim but as a survivor? So it was a phenomenal ride. And I tell you, I cried a lot when I wrote that book. Just, I would open up Scrivener and I'd be writing and just crying as I'm listening to her audio transcriptions. I'm like, this story is just heavy, but it has such a powerful, powerful ending to it though.
You know, I really get this sense of like, this year is a year where we're shedding some of those shackles that have been on our shoulders and that abusive history that so many of us have experienced. And when I look at like me, I'm thinking, how did I stay in an abusive marriage? Like, it doesn't match my vision of me. And yet there's these patterns of abuse that go back so many generations, and some of us believe lifetimes. And so then the breaking of it, the pattern, is so powerful. And I love that you got in there and wrote it with her and helped her put words on the paper. Because I'm just trying to figure out how many people that book's going to help. And it seems like it could help so many people.
Yeah, it really can. And just the angle that she takes, it's very unconventional. I mean, it's conventional, but it's unconventional. And it seems simplistic, but it was difficult for her. But once she wrapped her mind around what the solution was, she, if you met her, you would not believe that she went through the life she went through. She's like a glowing energizer bunny full of just love and energy. And
yeah. And you know, for everyone listening, I just want to encourage you to get help. If you're in an abusive situation, or if you have a pattern of abuse in your life that you have not yet learned that it can change, because that's one of actually the themes of the show is healing. You know, we all have the potential and the power to heal. And it really, it requires a commitment to healing, you know. The way will be shown. If you commit to your healing, you know, you're going to get shown some ways. You might not even believe, like I would wonder if, Chris, coming from a writer's perspective, because you're kind of a writer's writer, what does it do for someone if they're actually working on a book, they're writing this experience out? Tell us a little bit about what that does.
Well, she always used to say that I was better than her therapist because I would ask her very probing questions because I'd have to know details. I'd have to get deeper and deeper. And so for her, she said it was very cathartic to write and talk to me every single, you know, week when we were doing our audio interviews. She said it just helped her to unlock things that she had been putting away for a long time. It helped her to open up dialogue that she had forgotten about in her life. So I think talking about it through writing does heal. It does a lot for healing. It does a lot for opening up your heart and helping you to get things out that you've locked away for a long time.
When I wrote Happiness Quotations, the first book, because now I'm working on number four, I guess.
Yeah.
I would actually ask God in my head a question.
Yeah.
So I'd sit there and I'd be like, how can I forgive? And then I would write what showed up, just kind of like write it as it was coming in. And it was very interesting because it came in really pure that way. And then it was like letters to myself. Like the book ended up almost being like letters to myself because it was letters to give hope. It was like I was letting it in. And then later I sometimes wouldn't even remember what I wrote. It was really crazy. So tell us just in a nutshell, like what people can contact you for, not your URL yet, but just tell us what you're, you know, what you like to do for your business for people.
Yeah. So I like to, similar to yourself, I like to help people with, you know, getting their story down and publishing their books. I love the ghosting side. I love being able to actually write the books with them. To me, I get a lot of joy out of that. They get a lot of joy out of that. So either collaborating or ghostwriting are the two things that I love to do the most.
Wow. Well, that's excellent. I am so glad to send you ghostwriting clients. Anyone who'd like a ghostwriter, do not call me. Call Chris Jones. Woohoo! How do we find out more?
You can find me, Chris at chrisjonesinc.com, and that's ink with a K, kind of like ink pen. And then my handles are all at Chris Jones Inc. So it's facebook.com/Chris Jones Inc. Twitter is Chris Jones Inc. And Instagram is Chris Jones Inc.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks so much, Erica.